Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Greg Cazera, founder of Learned Leadership, LLC. Greg, tell us about Learned Leadership.
What we do is we teach leadership, and we teach basically the soft skills, communication skills. We help companies develop their employees into leaders, and that's really important for every organization to have leaders at all levels.
And so, and what do they find when they get to your website?
We have an online leadership course. Our books are there, and it talks about, you know, the importance of leadership. And, you know, I'm a high school soccer coach, Jim. I've been doing this for 20-some years. But when we started teaching our young men leadership, can you imagine the last 10, since my Learn Leadership book came out, in the last 10 years, our high school, little old single-A high school in West Virginia, has been to 10 consecutive state Final Fours, won 5 state championships, and has been ranked as high as 11th in the country by CBS Sports.
Wow.
That's because, not because we have, we don't have, I mean, our players are any different than anybody else, but our leaders, our team captain, truly are leaders. And that's, that can happen in any company. And the folks I work with Shell Crescent in the Ohio Valley are leaders. They're people that step up to the plate. They're not waiting. They make things happen. That's what leaders
do. And I'm going to make a transition, a leadership transition, over to all the way across the other side of the country to Saudi Arabia. There's some new leadership things going on over there. And that country, in 40 years ago, was really a problem for us because they were leading OPEC. But today, they realize that they've got to change their way they think about their economy, about their country, about their people, about the way they do business. They're changing things, and so instead of sending us oil like they used to, you tell us that they're sending us money now.
Yes. Think about it.
This is another example of how being an oil producer, a petroleum producer and exporter, is growing our economy. Go ahead.
Well, the liquid, I mean, we talk about, everybody worries about gasoline prices, but the bigger part of this whole shale boom is that we're creating, along with the natural gas, there's liquids that come out there. And those liquids are the building blocks for plastics. And let's face it, your car, you know, you can't go an hour today. The phones we're talking on, the computers, TVs are all part of plastics, petrochemicals that come from oil and gas wells that have all been fracked. So now, because of the whole shale revolution, the United States has become the Saudi Arabia for natural gas liquids.
Wow.
For those plastic building blocks.
Wow.
The rest of the world, if you add up, think about this, Jim. If you add up that the supplies of that commodity in the rest of the world, they don't even come. In other words, we've got more than the rest of the world.
Wow.
Can you imagine? So what's happened? The Saudis used to make, you know, in other words, they had all the petrochemical plants over there because they had all these cheap liquids. Well, now we've got them. And what the Saudis were so smart to do is they knew that March, one of the leaders from Saudi Arabia spoke in Houston at the World Petrochemical Conference, and he said, he let it out there. He said, look, we can no longer compete with the United States. And what they're doing now, they're partnering with United States companies. And they're part of this whole shale revolution, but they're partnering, they're building petrochemical plants right now on the Gulf Coast. So that's what's happening. They're sending us money to partner with other American companies, and they're building manufacturing.
So what they're doing is so rather than spending the money to invest in their country, which is they've got to do some of that, they're diversifying around the world. And realizing that that the future of their country is going to be as a global trader, global manufacturer, and more of a partner and part of the supply chain or investor than being a monopolist.
You're right on, Jim. Absolutely.
Because that's all they've been able to, that's all they thought about for how many years, 100 years. We're just going to be a monopolist of oil. Now they realize they've got to play, work and play well with others, don't they?
They have. And it's certainly a welcome change because, you know, for anybody that had children or even, you know, themselves in the military, my son spent two tours of duty protecting the oil supply because
right.
we needed it so bad from over there. Well,
right.
now that's changed. And mm-hmm. like you said, we're exporting oil. We're exporting, matter of fact, there was a deal just signed last week. The Chinese are some of these liquids that we have. We're sending those to Europe. We're sending those to Asia. China's taking them now. And so we've become not only an exporter of crude oil, we're an exporter of these natural gas liquids that they need in what they call the cracker plants, the plants that make the pellets that people turn into stuff, whether it's a plant.
Well, and if we can use their their dollars to help us with investment, one of the great things we can do to help America would be to promote LP gas, liquid natural gas, and have these stations all over the world, right?
And we're starting. We're sending natural gas to places like India, and
yep.
you know what that means is my priest is actually from India, our parish priest, and you know their hair was really nasty. And
right.
he doesn't know what I do for a living, but we were talking, and I said, well, what's the air like over there? He said, well, in New Delhi, it's really bad. But he said, you know, Greg, in the last year, the air's getting cleaner. I said, what are they doing, Father? And he said, well, they're using natural gas.
Exactly.
So think about it. Our
exactly.
natural gas.
Yeah. Helping India. Hey, Greg, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen, Learn Leadership, LLC. That's his company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.